ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్, ఓం సాయి రక్షక్, శరణం దేవా. మై డియర్ సాయి డివోటీస్, హియర్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ సాయి లీల త్రూ విచ్ వీ కమ్ టు నో హౌ ప్రొఫెసర్ ఆర్ విశకంఠ వాస్ పుల్డ్ బై సాయి ఇన్ టు హిస్ ఫోల్డ్. సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లీలా ఇస్ బాబాస్ డివైన్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్ కంపైల్డ్ బై విని చెట్లూరి. వాయిస్ సపోర్ట్ ఫర్ ద సేమ్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ సునంద. ఓం సాయిరామ్. Professor R. Vishkanta, a resident of Bangalore, was fortunate to be blessed by Baba when he was just 7 years old. The professor states, way back in 1944, when I was 7 years old, my father passed away under tragic circumstances on June 30th. After the 11th day rituals we performed, I went to school on the 12th day. I returned home at about 12:15 p.m. My mother was in the kitchen preparing lunch for us. As lunch was not yet prepared, I started playing in the corridor of our home. Our home was situated at the rear end of a huge plot of land. Suddenly, I saw a young lad of about 9 years standing at the front gate. He was very handsome, with a light complexion. He was wearing a white kafni and had a cloth tied around his head. At that time, neither my mother nor I knew anything about Sai Baba. Possibly, Baba thought that I would be scared if he appeared as an old man wearing a kafni. Hence, he appeared as a young lad. The young lad approached me and said in a very pleasant voice, "I would like to meet your mother." This he said in Kannada, the local language in Bangalore. At that time, we were residing in Gandhinagar. In those days, needy boys would come to our home at lunchtime and my mother provided them with a nutritious and satisfying meal. They were referred as Vardha Anna, which means he who comes once a week for a meal. I thought the lad was one of these boys, so holding him by his hand, I dragged him all along the corridor and stopped a few feet away from the kitchen. Then I shouted, "Amma, someone had come to meet you." This young boy was standing on my left side and had placed his right hand on my left shoulder. His foot was crossed at the right ankle and was resting on top of his left foot. He was standing exactly like Baba is seen standing in the photograph on his way to Lindi Bagh. On hearing me call out to her, my mother had come out of the kitchen. In dismay, she said, "Oh, you have come on a very wrong day. I have nothing to give you at this moment. But if you can wait till the meal is cooked, then I will surely feed you." My mother was full of anguish and despair because after my father passed away, the creditors from whom my grandfather borrowed money had seized everything that we owned. We were virtually left with nothing except the clothes on our back. In a very pleasing voice, the young lad, supposedly Baba, said, "Amma, that is why I have come. I know you are in deep trouble." Then he handed my mother a small photograph of Baba in his Abhaya Hasta pose, that is, with his right hand raised in a blessing posture. He then said, "This is Sai Baba of Shirdi. Worship him and all your troubles will cease." He then patted on my shoulder and left. Unfortunately, that photograph got lost when we moved from the affluent Gandhinagar to a less affluent neighborhood in Malleshwaram. In reality, without our knowledge, Baba had drawn us close to him as we had moved to our new house that was very close to Baba's temple in Malleshwaram. These are Baba's words. "My man, even if he is in another country or thousands of miles away, I shall bring him to me by tying a rope to his legs." This is as per OV 15, chapter 28, Sri Sai Sachritra. Just like a small boy would draw a sparrow to himself by tying a string to its leg and pulling it, so also Baba drew his devotees to himself in a similar manner. Once you are drawn into his flock, worship him earnestly by placing him in your heart. Then all your troubles will cease. And when troubles persistently crop up, Baba will pull you out of them and out of that, and also in his own incomparable manner. He will see you out of these problems and the persistent troubles that you have been bogged down by. Have trust, have patience, and have faith in Sai. Sai is the ultimate and all-pervasive God of this universe. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. For more audios, please visit www.saililas.com. Om Sai Ram.